This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
As to count one, wherein the defendant Brian Walsh is charged with murder in the first degree, what say the jury? Is the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Guilty of what, sir?
Murder in the first degree.
Murder in the first degree, so say you, Mr. Foreperson.
I do.
Guilty of murder in the first degree, so say all deliberating jurors.
I do.
Thank you. If you could hand that back to the court officer, please.
And just like that, we have the verdict in the Brian Walsh murder trial of his wife, Anna Emily D. Baker. Good morning.
Good morning. It was a quicker verdict than I necessarily expected yesterday. They came back before lunch and everything.
If you follow along with Emily, you can, or if you don't follow along with Emily, you can do that. It's the Law Nerd app. She's also on YouTube and Instagram. You spent a lot of time covering this story. Were you surprised that it came back that quickly?
I was surprised that they came back that quickly in the day. I thought they would be later in the day, but at the end of the day, the prosecutor said, finally, in their closing argument, do not let him benefit from what he did with disposing of Anna Walsh. And I think that really stuck with the jurors when they went back to deliberate, because I think it was always going to be a question between first-degree murder and second-degree murder, not between guilty and not guilty.
Like, I feel like, you know, when they... I really don't want to make light of anything, so please hear what I'm saying, but, like, this whole thing felt like a meeting that could have been an email. It seems to me I don't understand, like... I realize that as an American,
why?
He gets his, you know, he gets his day in court, but he was clearly already trying to shoehorn something in there, like, okay, I didn't kill her, but I did do this. Mm-hmm. Like, from the beginning, it seemed like, how can you not know what was going to happen, I guess? Right. I'm sorry, I'm rambling.
No, not at all. You have a great defense attorney in Attorney Tipton, and the difference between first degree and second degree murder is the possibility of parole at some point in the future. And I think you have to fight for it and tell the jurors that there's no autopsy and you don't know what happened, and hope that some of the jurors have a doubt as to whether this was a premeditated murder. And I think that's where the decision is to go for it. But you also have a jury who saw the evidence that we all watched and sit there and looked at it and went, no, this is, I don't need to know exactly how she was murdered to know that she was murdered and that this wasn't an accident. So I think the reason you go for it is to try to avoid prison for the rest of your life without an option.
How do you hear that in the courtroom as the person who's been accused of murdering your wife and have no reaction? Mm. I just don't understand that as a human being. I watched him intently as they made that announcement. They kept the camera right on him, and there was absolutely zero reaction. And I don't know.
A teeny head nod when they said guilty of murder in the first degree. He nodded his head just a little bit. I don't think he meant to, but I think it's because he was prepared and expecting this.
Right. Yeah. That's probably.
That's why I think there's no reaction, because we've seen defendants stand fairly stoic in other cases, but his attorneys would have also told him, if you react in the courtroom, all of the bailiffs will tackle you. So please don't do that. And he had to have been prepared by his attorneys that this was a possibility and that this was, in fact, the more likely possibility.
And then, Emily, why poll the jurors at the end?
Well, after the Karen Reed case, I think we got to poll the jurors every single time. And defense attorney Tipton, though we couldn't hear him as well, did ask, can we poll the jurors? And that might be because it's Tipton's practice every case. It might be because he wanted to make sure there were no issues. It might be because he wanted his client to hear it, to say, no, they all agree we've done everything we can. But the jurors sounded resolute in their decision. And I don't think there were any questions from them. I don't know if we'll see them interviewed, but I can't believe we're back in court Wednesday for sentencing already. That is also fairly fast.
Yeah, it sounds like they want to have it all done before the break for the holiday.
It's just a yes, such an and there's thing. Sorry.
There's not much. No, there's not much to do in sentencing because it is statutorily dictated. It is a life without parole sentence. There will be some argument, but the judge had the whole week set aside for trial. So the judge has her calendar fairly open this week because this trial was supposed to go on until the end of this week. And so there's not really a lot of motions to be written or questions to be asked about what sentencing is going to be. So I think getting it done and then he will get transferred out to prison allows this chapter to close. So it's heavy because there was a lot of time that Anna Walsh was described as a missing person.
Yeah.
And that's no longer the accurate description. It is now defined by a jury that he killed his wife, he premeditated it, and dismembered and disposed of her. And that answer is also a really hard thing to grapple with because it is so awful.
One last question for you before you go. Could he now give them the information as to what he did with the body? And how he killed her, and that would not, and possibly get his sentence reduced or anything like that?
No, there's no hope that his sentence will get reduced because it is life without parole in Massachusetts. There's no option there for it to be something else. And he's going to appeal this probably for the next as many years as he can find something to appeal on. So if he has a hope of getting a new trial, which is very unlikely, but what they hope for on appeal, he's not going to give that information. But when we heard prosecutors take the plea on the other two counts, they said in the lying to police count that because of the delay, the dumpsters where they believe Anna Walsh was had already been incinerated. So I don't think prosecutors are confused about where she was. I think they have a pretty good idea, unfortunately, of where she had been disposed of and that is not recoverable.
All right. Emily D. Baker, find her on Instagram, on YouTube. You can find her on the Law Nerd app. What's the trial you're paying attention to right now? Everybody should keep an eye on.
Well, today everybody has been asking me about the Rob Reiner murder in California. We have Corey Richens coming up. That is a alleged poisoning out of Utah. And Murdaugh is back arguing for a new trial. He actually has a closer chance of getting a new trial in South Carolina. He's before their state Supreme Court very early in 2026. But first, holidays.
Yes.
So first holidays.
Yes, all right. Ma'am.
Enjoy your holidays.
And we'll talk to you in 2026. Thank you for being part of our show.
All right. Take care.
Bye, all right. Emily.
Bye, Emily. Emily D. Baker. Again, find her on the Law Nerd app. You can find her, The Emily D. Baker, on Instagram and YouTube. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.